It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. It is my belief that she is in Zurich, but I am not. I'm not going to sign on the dotted line until she either confirms or denies. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, from Zurich. Some European issues, conversations. I would of course say that if we have enough time, we could talk a little about the coronavirus in Europe, as it seems that some countries are struggling with stopping the infections. But I wanted to actually talk about another topic that really caught my attention because of being very symptomatic of the times we are going through in terms of politicians and their lives and the, of course, direct and indirect impact on our lives. I'm talking here about a French case. The name of the person is Benjamin Griveaux, and he was the candidate of the party of President Macron to become eventually the mayor of the city of Paris. So a very, very brilliant man who had actually some good chances until some porn video was spread online about him having sent apparently those video to a young woman called Alexandra De Tadeo. That, of course, became, you can imagine, a huge scandal. But mainly because that is something that is forbidden in France, this kind of revenge porn in order to damage someone's reputation. Is not allowed, and it can actually bring someone 2 years in jail and up to 60,000 euros of fine. What makes this entire story very complicated is the fact that those videos were sent by a man called Piotr Pawlenski. He's a well-known man already for his art action in his country, Russia. But now, since 2017, he is actually a political refugee in France. So he has been accepted there as a political refugee. He considers himself as an artist. And the reason why he did what he did is the fact that he wanted to denounce the hypocrisy of the candidate who emphasized very much in the past all his trust in family values, giving very often the example of his family, his wife, his children. And so Pawlenski argued that he doesn't care about anybody's sexuality, actually, but he feels that people have to be honest, and especially if it is about someone who wants to lead the city of Paris. So he thought that that person should not be such a liar, basically, in his eyes. On the other hand, Pawlenski has also himself a very, very long and complicated history. He was arrested a few days ago, not because of this video, because this is still an ongoing story, but because allegedly he stabbed two men during a party last 31st of December. So he's being asked on different levels. He was known in Russia before he became a political refugee for his art performances. Maybe you actually remember him. That's not such a long time ago. It was in 2012 when in sewing his lips, he wanted to protest against the arrest of the Pussy Riots. The image of him and his lips actually went really through all the media at the time. In 2013, he wrapped himself into barbed wire in front of the parliament. In October 2014, he got naked in front of a psychiatric institute in Moscow, where some dissidents apparently were interned. And by doing so, he also cut a piece of his ear, his intention being to show that, like with his ear, the government takes the right to decide about the limit between sanity and madness, and by doing so, manipulate psychiatric institutes. After that, he was himself interned, but apparently the doctors thought that, besides the fact that he has his own ideas on things, he didn't show any sign of mental sickness. That was not all. In 2015, he also put fire at the door of the Secret Services, accusing them of terror. And in 2017, he put fire at the Banque de France in Paris in support to the Yellow Vest. So as you can see, there is a long, long history of protest. He considers every of his actions as some kind of political art. Of course, one can really discuss for a long time what is art and what is political art. But this is how he expresses himself. Basically, you know, the question is actually a very interesting one, because it is an ethical and moral one. On one hand, all the politicians in France were on the side of Griveaux, saying that nobody has the right to use porn revenge in order to basically dig dirt on people and damage their reputation. On the other hand, what about the fact that he did emphasize a lot of his political career on family values? And while he's obviously a little bit of an hypocrite, is that sufficient for someone to basically ruin his life in that way? And let's not forget about the family. Not only Mr. Griveaux obviously gave up his participation and his campaign for the city of Paris, but obviously that is also has been very damaging for his family and especially his children. So this is I think something that will happen more and more when people go into certain careers, politicians, but also other important positions in the different level of the societal world. The social media will take more and more this role of basically showing certain things, that might be true at times or very untrue at other times, as it is also possible, of course, to always fake a lot of elements and a lot of news. And it is going to be also probably something that every country will have to have some control on. How far can people go, and what are the repercussions and what are the consequences of certain acts? What is also a very interesting element in this story is that the woman who these videos were sent is now the actual girlfriend of Pavlensky, and that make this entire story even more complicated, because legally she also is in trouble if it should be proven that she knew about the sending of these videos on this website. She's an incredibly intelligent girl. She speaks 5 languages. She has 2 masters. She's now a law student. And it is at times difficult to understand how such stories take place, evolve, and get basically into such a national scandal in France. So the basic question will always remain for Pavlensky: is he a political artist, or is he basically by sending porn revenge videos destroying lives? I can assure you that opinions differ greatly on this subject.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.